machshavas implies an element of yediyah. But as long as there is a psikhesha, even though he's unhappy about it, but yediyah there is. So why is it inconsistent with melachas machshavas? So there is a certain gemara. Reb Chaim doesn't mention it, but I'm sure that Reb Chaim knew that gemara in Krisis, and from that gemara in Krisis it appears that there are two aloches in melachas machshavas. One aloche of melachas machshavas is that the meloche is only a meloche asuro if it's a conscious meloche, if it is coupled with the element of yediyah. And then there is another aloche in melachas machshavas, that if the meloche is nasi shaloi b'rtzenei, then it's not a meloche asur. If it's nasi shaloi b'rtzenei. Now, so in other words, you shouldn't confuse rotzen with kavone. There are three separate things. There is kavone, that's intention. And then there is yediyah, that's knowledge, consciousness, he's conscious of the meloche. And then there is rotzen. Rotzen means consent. So, Rashi shita is, the Rambams and the Oroch shita is, that if a person does a certain meloche, he pours water on the grass of his friend, so he knows that the better growth of the grass will be promoted thereby. But he's indifferent towards it, so Mimele, according to the Oroch, Kavona is lacking, intention, the element of intention is lacking. According to Rashi, the element of intention is not lacking. He's not lacking. But then there is an element of rotzen. Rotzen means das. As long as a person doesn't care, one way or the other, is indifferent, it's the same to him, whether the grass, the growth of the grass will be promoted or not. So he doesn't care, so then the element of rotzen is not lacking. Masha'inkein, if a person will be unhappy about the meloche, so then the element of rotzen will be lacking, because he doesn't want it. So in other words, in the case where he squeezes out the blood of the chalozin, and why does he squeeze out the blood of the chalozin? He wants to use it as a dyeing agent. And he knows, he has no doubts, he knows that the chalozin will be dead. But he also knows, as a result of the deadening of the chalozin, so the color will not be so bright. So he's very unhappy about it. But what can he do? So at least he'll have a faint color. So it's better to know color. But he's unhappy about the fact that the chalozein dies as a result of the squeezing out of the blood. So mimele, so when we ask the question, is the meloche of nitilas nishome, of killing the chalozein, is it nasis birtzenei hateiv or not? So what will be the answer? It's certainly not nasis birtzenei hateiv, because he's very unhappy about it. So it's not nasis birtzenei hateiv. But if he had only been indifferent, then we could say it is certainly nasis birtzenei hateiv. So in other words, so as far as meleches machsheves is concerned, so there is no requirement of kavone altogether, according to everybody. The Oruch and Rashi all agree, all Gishenim agree, that Melechas Machsheves does not imply an element, a requirement of Kavoni. But the Oruch holds that on the basis of the general principle of Dorashin Mishavim, if it's a psikhesha do yich peslei, so Kavoni is lacking. Not because of Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves has nothing to do with Kavoni. Melechas Machsheves implies two things, Yediyah and Rotz, not Kavoni. Kavone, that's the general principle. So when is Mishkicheshe considered Mishavin according to Oruch? If it's Nichale, if it's Loich Peslei, it's considered any Mishavin. According to Rashi, it's considered Mishavin even if it's Loich Peslei. So Memele, he's Chay. Masha'in Kein, if it's Loi Nichale, if it's Koshale, if he's unhappy about the Meloche. So even though he knows that he's doing the Meloche, but he's unhappy, so then this meloche is not done b'rtzenei hateiv, he's unhappy about it. So the element of rotzen is lacking. If the element of rotzen is lacking, so it's inconsistent with melachas machsheves. How do we know that melachas machsheves implies two prerequisites? Yediyah and rotzen? So I think this is explicitly implicit in a certain amount. Explicitly implicit might sound like a repugnant expression, but... All right. Shmuel says in Chises Daf Yutes, Shmuel says, Misasik b'chov v'arayes chayef, shechinen, Misasik g'shabes poter, m'leches machsheves osotir. Osotir. So then, Gimore esikashe, again Shmuel. Gimore esikashe, Eis v'Rav Yudah l'Shmuel, Rav Yudah imeir, afilu mischavim v'laketeinim v'liket anovim, anovim v'liket teinim, shcherim v'liket livonis, livonis v'liket shcheris, Rav Leza mechayev chatos, Rav Yishua peiteir, v'yorochem misasiku. So we have a machlekes. Suppose someone had kavone to reap, let's say tein, and instead of reaping, of harvesting teinim, so he reaped anovim. Or he had kavone to reap anovim, grapes, and he liked tein. Shcheres he liked livonis, livonis he liked shcheres. So Rav Lezer is mechayev chatos. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's inconsistent with lachas machsheves. In as much as he was mischaving to harvest one min, tein, and he harvested another min, anovim, so it's not in my savere. So v'ochem misasiku, and still Rabbi Lezer is mischayev chatos, so it's ikashe against Shmuel. Shmuel says misasik b'shabes is poter. V'Rabbi Yishua namalui kapoter elu mimina limine avu b'chad mine afil Rabbi Yishua mechad. Even Rabbi Yishua, he only patters when he was mischavin, let's say, to one min, and he was tailish another min. But suppose he was mischavin to the same min, but he was mischavin to this teino, and he was tailish another teino, so even Rabbi Yishua will be mechayev mechatos. But Shmuel says, Misasik b'Shabes is poter, that if he's mischaving to this, to one tailor, and he's tailing another tailor, the same mean, he's also poter. So it's a kash against Shmuel. So the Gemara says here, V'av Rabbi Shun, I'm like a poter, I'm minil, I'm minil, avul b'chad milaf Rabbi Shun, mechayim. Omalei, shinene, shveik masnisen v'sob asroye, hochem mayaskinon ki gishovat milakit milibay. So in other words, so the Gemara, Nischavei, Lulkit Anovim, Vishochach, Visovar, Teinim Bino, Veolcho Yod El Anovim. The Rav Lezer Sovar, Harinaseis, Kavenosei, Harinaso, Bakoshosei, Harinaso, Bakoshosei. So the Shilim Kobetzes makes a correction. Here it's written Kavenosei, and all the Rishenim make the correction. Rav Lezer sovar harinasis bakoshosei, not kavanosei, v'Rabbi Yishua sovar harei loinase bakoshosei umachshavte. This is the way they change the girse, all the reshev. So what does it mean? In other words, so the Gemara is saying in effect, Shmuel is right, and Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yishua do not disagree with Shmuel, that there is a halacha of misasei in Shabbos, that even the same mean, if of Meleches Machsheves, if he was mischaving to be like a Davke Disteino, he wants to be like a Disteino, and he was like it another Teino, the same mean, not another grape, but the same mean, but another Teino, so he's Misasik is Potter. Why? So even Rav Lezer will be made that he's Potter. Why? Because in that case, So he it's not Nasis Gatsene, because he was Makpi Davke to be tailish this Taino, not another Taino. He doesn't want another Taino. This Taino he likes, the other Taino he doesn't like. So Memele, it's not Nasis, Bakashose was not Nasis. That means the element of Rotzen is lacking. Because he doesn't want this Taino. He wanted the other Taino. So the element of Rotzen is lacking. Masheinke, so even Rav Lezer will be made at this point. When does Rav Lezer say that he's chayev chatos? Even vis-a-vis two separate minim, that is in the case, kinshovat milakit milibe. In other words, nischavein milakit anovi. He really wanted to be Taylor Ishano. That he had to do. That was his real hot. And he was an absent-minded fellow. So Vishochach Vishova Atenim Bino. So he thought he made a mistake as to what his rotzen was. So absent-mindedly he thought that he really wanted to be Teilei Shtein. And then, so he was mischavein to be Teilei Shteinim because he thought that he wanted to be Teilei Shteinim, but again absent-mindedly v'olchoyod la'anovim. So in final analysis, what was it Teileish? The thing that he wanted to be Teileish. But at the time when he was Teileish, the thing that he wanted to be Teileish, because what did he want? He was interested. His bakoshe was. His interest was. His rotzen was in anovi. He needed anovi. He had to, let's say, he's supposed to eat anovi every day in the morning. And that was Shabbos. So because of that, he tried to be Melaket Anovi. And then absent-mindedly he forgot and he thought that he had to be Taylor Ishteini. But again absent-mindedly Volchoyod Anovi. So the Rableza Sova, he is Chayev. Hari Naseis Bakoshose. The Meloche is Naseis Birtseine. The Rabbi Yeshua Sova, Hari Lui Naso. It's not enough that Meloche was Nasis Birtzenei. The Meloche has to be Nasis Bidiyosei also. And since he absent-mindedly thought that Tenim Bino, and then Holchoyod La'anovim, so was he conscious that he was plucking out Anovim? No! He thought that he was plucking out Tenim. And then he found out, once he finished plucking out the Anovim, he found out that he really plucked out Anovim, not as he thought he was plucking out him. So the Meloche of Tlishe was Don Birtzene, Harinasis Bakoshose, but Hariloinaso Bakoshose Machshavte. It's not enough that it's Nasis Birtzene, it has to be Nasis Bidiyose also. So we see from this Gemara, Reb Chaim doesn't mention that Gemara, but we see from this Gemara that Meloches Machsheves implies two aloches. First of all, a aloche that it has to be Nasis Bidiyose. So the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua is, Reb Lezer will also be made there. If he's not cognizant that he's doing the Meloche altogether, so then, of course he is Potter. But in this case, he knew that he was doing Meloche. But he thought, he thought that he was Teileish Teinim, and in fact he was Teileish Anovi. Mashenkin, if the Meloche in general will not be Nasi Bidiyosei, so even Reb Lezer will be made that he is Potter. But Reb Lezer only says where there is Yediyah that he's doing Meloche, but there is no Yediyah that he is Teileish this mean. So then it's no chisom lachas machsheves. And Rabbi Yeshua says that even if he knows that he's doing a meloche, and he's knowing he's doing a meloche of Teilish, but he didn't know, he wasn't aware at the time he ripped the Anovim, he wasn't aware that he was ripping Anovim, he thought that he was ripping Teilim, so again the element of Yedi is lacking. But we see from this Gemara that there are two halochas in Melechas Machsheves. One halocha in Melechas Machsheves is that the melocha, in order to be a melocha asur, must be a nasis b'tzeinei, and also a melocha, the melocha has to be nasis b'diyosei. So memele, Rashi Shiti is, if it's a psik reishe, the loyich peslei, so then the element of yediyah is present. And as far as the general principle of Kavoni is concerned, so it's chelik anoch. But if it's loinichalei, so then true the element of yediyah is present, but the element of rotzen is lacking. So again it's inconsistent with the concept of Meleches Machsheves. This is the Shita of Rashi. All right. Now, Tuesday, there will be a b'chine on all the Gemara from the Mishneh, and on all the shurim for Avovis Meloches up to Yiyava Sheikhtei, and on the shurim, and also there will be questions on the Simonim, the Shulchan Aruch of Tkiyas Shefer that I discuss after the minute.
sure thing, but we didn't learn the basics. We learned the tasteless of the Sasikwis of Tuas Lishome. We didn't learn the tasteless of Tvei Nichalei Keiach and Leitzel Tzive. Tvei Nichalei Keiach and Leitzel Tzive, Pirish Akko Gav, the Havet Psikreishe, the Havet Psikreishe, the Midr of Shimen, Hochem Yiftah, Shem Nav, Rocha Shem Tzvechol Lugufa. So we pointed out last time that according to tasteless, so the Gemara is chizei upon Rav Esteretz Misasikus from Nisham. According to Rashi, the Gemara is not chizei. And what the Gemara says is explanatory of Rav. Rav said that the reason is why he's not chayiv Mishum Tveis Nishome is because he's Misasik. It's not Melechis Machsheves. And the Gemara explains it. Even though it's a psikreishe, but it's still inconsistent with Melechis Machsheves. Because he's unhappy with the fact that the Chalozin is dead. So, but that's according to Rashi. But according to Tzitzis, the Gemara is chizik. So the Gemara, so in the Maskone, the reason as to why he's not chayv Shome is not because of Melech Machshavos. There is no Ptur Melech Machshavos, but because it's Melech Machshavos Tzichel Gufo, and it accords with Rav Shimon. Now the question is, so, Pirish Avogav Dal Psikreishim Mid Rav Shimon Hoch Adi Mid Rav Shimon Hoch El Mifta Mishun Dal Melocha Shem Tzichon Ligu Da'afilu. But why don't we say that since Mikalko B'chabur is Chayev Sam Melocha Shem Tzichon Ligu Po Shem Otze B'chayev, the answer is Mikalko B'chabur is Chayev. Why? Because the Ptur of the general Ptur of Mikalko is based upon Melechis Machsheves. So, we say just as there is exerus akosu, that the ptur of mikalkel doesn't apply. The ptur of mikalkel doesn't apply to chabure. So the ptur of misaseik of melechis marshevis, which is also based upon melechis marshevis, the same way doesn't apply to chabure. Mashein ki loroshin tzrich ligufo, loroshin tzrich ligufo. There's something else that's not based upon melechis marshevis. So even though by Chabure there is no, by Chabure, by Tnils Nishome, so there is no Ptur of Melechis Machsheves, but the Ptur of Loshen Tzichel Gufo, that applies. So he says, the Afilu bin Kalkil for the Rapshim Loshen Tzichel Gufo. Kidom Afilu tenach anachnoki. Man Shames Lidol bin Kalkil for Chabure Chayim Rapshimen, Omer Loshen Tzichel Gufo, Potter Lem. Oh, v'chi meide Rapshimen psikreishe, hanem mire bin mire nichale. In Misram, the Avet Tzrich Ligufo. Avet Midah Gleirich Peslei Loimeid. So we see from this Teisves that the Teisves Shite is, and the same Shite Teisves says, in Chrises, and also Dav Gimel in Shabbos, that according to Teisves, there is no difference between Psikreishe de Nichalei and Psikreishe Lich Peslei. Psikreishe is Psikreishe. And he called it a kule psikreishe de lich pesle, according to everybody. So it's chayiv. Because it doesn't make any difference. As long as it's a badai that he'll do the meloche, so maybe it's considered mischav. It's considered mischav. So, but, if it's lo lich pesle, so then according to Rav Shimon, by Shabbos, only by Shabbos, where there is a special aloche of meloche shen tzrich legufo, so what does meloche atzrich legufo mean if he's nenef on the meloche? And psikreishe lich peslei means he's not nani from the melacha itself. So mimele, it's a melacha shen tzrich legufo. But it's only on the base of melacha shen tzrich legufo. So mimele, it has only application to Shabbos, where there is a locha of melacha shen tzrich legufo. Poter, according to Rav Shimon. But in kol atzeh kule, psikreishe lich peslei is chayek. That stays a shita here, and that stays a shita dav gimel in Shabbos. But teis v'shita in ksuvas davov is different. Says the shita in Ksuvas Davov is that as far as the Raisa is concerned, so he agrees, Stasis in Ksuvas Davov agrees with the Oroch, that Psikreishe Lich Peslei mid Raisa is Mutar in Kol HaTerei Kule. Kol HaTerei Kule, Shabbos included. But mid Rabbonon it's also. So mid Raisa Psikreishe Lich Peslei is not considered Mischav. Mid Rabbonon it's considered Mischav. It's considered Mischav. So that means that Stasis in Ksuvas agrees with the Oroch. in regard to the Raise. He disagrees in regard to the Rabbanon. Mashen can take a seer and that gimel is chelik and oruch even in regard to the Raise. Oh, v'chim eid Rav Shimon v'psikrei shehan emir b'midei michale in Yisram, the Havetz Chilin Bufo avod midei lo yich v'slei lo yimei. And then we see something else from this Teisves that is mentioned by the Rabbi Kveigia. You know that I give on the base that Lochatz Chilin Bufo doesn't mean only when he does it deliberately for the purpose of the Melocha itself. Even if he doesn't do it deliberately for the purpose of the Melocha, as long as he is nene from the Melocha itself, it's considered Melocha Tzichel Gifo. Because we see, this is what Rabbi Kveya said, and that is mentioned by Tesis. V'chimei Rabshim Psikrei She'anem Mile, V'milei Michal Ayim Yisrami. The Habit Tzichel Gifo, as Tesis defines, what is called Tzichel Gifo, if it's Michalei. Even if he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose, as long as he is nene from it, so it's considered Melocha Tzichel Gufo. So in other words, if somebody washes his hands in his own garden, he doesn't do it for the purpose, deliberately for the purpose of promoting the growth of the grass. He does it because he wants to eat, he wants to wash his hands. So, but since he will be nene, he'll derive a benefit from the better growth of the grass, so it's considered Melocha Tzichel Gufo. Alright, that is also mentioned in Virashi Piresh. The Hodi made Rav Shimon Psikreishe, Haine b'mayde l'yich peslei, in Misram. So when is Rav Shimon made b'psikreishe only in something that is l'yich peslei? But here it's kosher. So Rashi is chelik on the hoch, because the hoch shite is that Rashi is chelik on the hoch in regard to the raise. The hoch shite is that b'mi the raise, b'mi the rabbanon, Loich Peslei is considered in Mischav, and according to Rashi, Loich Peslei is considered Mischav Midraise, Mischav Midraise, but Kosholei, so then it's inconsistent with Lech Mashem. But anyway, Rashi says that where it's Loich Peslei, so Rav Shimon is made. Vilese, Domizare, it's Rodim, Baare, Dechavre, Potter Rav Shimon, Perik Abine, we also, so when he takes out the Ruchin, Baare, Dechavre, so he's Potter, even though he's misak in the field, he's still not chayv on the score of Cheresh. He's not chayv on the score of Cheresh. Why not? Because he is, whether he's there on the score of Cheresh or on the score of Zareya, it doesn't make any difference. So why not? So the Oruch explains it on the basis of Cheresh and Lich Peslei. Rashi couldn't explain it on the basis of Cheresh and Lich Peslei. Because Rashi Shite is Psikreshul Yech Peslei is considered Mischav Midraise. Teis Vesna Beine explains it on the basis of Lochash and Tzrich Legufo. But anyway, so that means that it's that he is Potter on the score of Lochash and Tzrich Legufo. So how can Rashi say that Rav Shimon is made that he is Chay? So it was from Yech Peslei Mischamle. Elok of the Rashi. But, so, we have to give a very simple teretz. I mean, it's not a Lomdish teretz, it's a very simple Balabadish teretz. That in other words, what Rashi means here, Rashi of course is made it. That, I mean, it couldn't be any other way. Of course, according to Rav Shimon's, it's two separate Rav Shimon's. I mean, it's the same Tane. But it's two, there is no logical connection between the Rav Shimon's memory that Doshin Mishav Mizmutan Gratere Kule, including Shabbos, and Rav Shimon's memory that by Shabbos, Noshin Tzchil Gufa is for. So it's two separate halachas, there is no logical connection. Now the Rambam, for example, he baskins like Reb Shimon in the halacha of Doshin Mischav Mikolater Kula, it's Muter, and he baskins like Reb Yude, that Mochashin Tzchil Gufa is Chay. Most Rishayim baskin like Reb Shimon in both. Alright. But it's two separate halachas. So when Rashi says here, when Rashi says it, in Mishrami, because Rashi is not concerned now with the other Shaila that is stolen Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yude, which is a Shabbos Dike Machlekes, where the Melochah and Tzchil Gufo is Chayv is Potter. Who is concerned with that? Rashi is here concerned with the question of Domashin Mishrami. So he says, insofar as Rav Shimon's Din, of Rav Shimon's din of Domashin Mischav is concerned, so Rav Shimon is made that he made a Mischav if it's a psikreishe, so then he's chayev is chayiv in kolatere kule, including Shabbos. So mimele, so in kolatere kule, Reb Shimon is made by psikreishe that is chayiv. Bein michalei, and bein lo yichpeslei. So is chayiv in kolatere kule. Insofar as the question of Dovashin Mishab is concerned. But then, by Shabbos itself, so if it's Lo'ir Peslei, so then there's another Shite of Reb Shimon, which has nothing to do with this Reb Shimon. It just happens that Reb Shimon says two Memres, but the fact that Reb Shimon says two Memres, it has no special significance. It could be considered as if the two members had been said by two different Tanoi. It happens that Reb Shimon holds Loshin Tzril Gufa Yispotah. So Eilach Aname, when Rashi says V'chi Meid Reb Shimon Mida Lo'ich Peslei, I Mishram Milcham Milcham, so he's made that he's Chayev. So Rashi means as far as Doroshin Mishraven is concerned, so he's Chayev. So the Meil in Kol Atere Kule, so even according to Reb Shimon, he'll be Chayev by Lo'ich Peslei. But by Shabbos, Psikresh Lo'ich Peslei, so for a different reason he'll be Potter. Not because of Doroshin Mishraven, because of Melochesh Yitzchil Gufo. But if someone will pass like the Rambam, like Reb Shimon Melochesh in Dovashim Mishab, and like Reb Yudah in Melochesh Yitzchil Gufo, so then Rashi says that Reb Shimon will be Chayim by Lich Peslei. And in Kolat Yerikule, so Reb Shimon himself will be Mechayim. But Reb Shimon himself will not be Mechayim by Shabbos Lich Peslei, for a different reason. But this Rashi is not discussing that. So first of all, when Rashi says V'chi meid Reb Shimon B'midah Lo'ich Peslei, Rashi could have reference to Kol HaTere Kule, not to Shabbos, and then to Shabbos too, but not alibe the other shita of Reb Shimon, alibe this shita of Reb Shimon. That's another shita of Reb Shimon. I mean, that's a simple teretz. Now, then, on the contrary, there is a tzaz deichak in the Gemara according to Tesef Pshat. According to Rashi, there is no deichak whatsoever. But according to Tesis Pshat, there is Iktsaz Deichek. Because according to Tesis, so the reason as to why Hatzot Chalozen Vapeitze is not Chayev Mishumit Les Nishome is because it's Lochash Nitzchel Guf. So that means only according to Reb Shimon is not Chayev Mishumit Les Nishome. Vashekin, according to Reb Yudah, who says Lochash Nitzchel Guf is Chayev, so will be Chayev. Reb Yudah is mentioned in this Vaise. Reb Yudah in a Chayev Shtayim. So and dosh, but sholish, it should be sholish. It should be sholish. So according to Tesfes, we have to say, I think I mentioned it last time. According to Tesfes, we have to say that when Rabbi Yudah says chayiv shtayim, so Rabbi Yudah is and Rishenim pointed out, Rabbi Yudah is addressing himself to the Rabbonim, and he said, "You Rabbonim, you say." That Melochin Tzrichol Gufo, you hold Melochin Tzrichol Gufo, is poter, but some Mele is not Chayiv Sholish, according to this premise, that Melochin Tzrichol Gufo is poter. But Shtayim should be Chayiv. Even according to the premise, that Melochin Tzrichol Gufo is poter, Shtayim should be Chayiv. But Reb Yudah himself, he holds that he is Chayiv Sholish. Sot, Dosh, and Mitzvahs Nishom. Mitzvahs Nishom. Alright. Vitei. Nipsev Rekamedel Gige. So in other words, so we have to say that Mochesh Nitzrichol Gufo is not based, the Ptur of Mochesh Nitzrichol Gufo is not based upon Leches Machsheves. Because if it had been based upon Leches Machsheves, so the same Gzeres HaKosov that tells us that Mikalko B'chabu is Chayev, even though Mikalko is based upon Leches Machsheves, should also tell us that Loch Nitzchil Gufo is Chayev by Chabur and by Tirs Nishom. So he says, V'teime di psif perikame, di psif perikame der gige mashma, di hod di potter Reb Shimon, mi Loch Nitzchil Gufo, haine mishim di boi im Leches Machsheves. It's not so explicit in the Gemara in the Gige. You can explain the Gemara that way, but it's not so explicit. V'im keim b'chavure, di li boi im Leches Machsheves, li chayev b'm Loch Nitzchil Gufo. Chayev Loch Nitzchil Gufo. Now, Rashi Shite, so according to Tesis, there is that Deichak in the Gemara, that Rishonim point out. So according to Tesis, that the reason is why he's not chayvus in shom because loch tzichul gufo. So then Rabbi Yude, who is mechayvus tzichul gufo, should be mechayv sholish, and Rabbi Yude says chayv shtayim. So we have to say there's a bechay that Rabbi Yude is addressing himself to the rabbanon. And he says, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon's din of Lord Zalugova Potter, he's Chayiv Shtayim. But I'll leave it today, I'll leave it Napshi, he's Chayiv Shtayim. Mashayim can call it Rashi. So the Gemara is not Chayzer from Misasi. And even Maskona of the Gemara. So he's not Chayim to listen to Shomme because it's inconsistent with Lachas Machsheves. Why is it inconsistent with Lachas Machsheves? According to Rashi, because it's kosher. So if he's indifferent, then it's not inconsistent. But if it's kosher, then it is inconsistent. So we said, we saw the Gemara increases. That so we saw, from the Gemara increases, we saw that Misasik, there are two kinds of Misasik in Shabbos. There is one kind of Misasik in Shabbos where a person does the Meloche unconsciously. In other words, he's not conscious of the fact that he does Meloche. Let's say if somebody has a handkerchief in his pocket and he doesn't know he has a handkerchief, or he has money in his pocket. He doesn't know, he walks in the street and he carries it a whole day and not knowing that he had something in his pocket. So the mele it's no maisavir. So the mele he's spotter. So that means, as Rav Chaim calls it, Shalinasis bi diose ubi machshav. But then there is another aloche of misasik. Not that it's done unconsciously. In this case, it's certainly not done unconsciously, because when he squeezes out the blood from the chalozen, he is certainly conscious of the fact that he's deadening the chalozen. He knows that. He has no doubts. So Bishleim, when one walks on grass on Shabbos, he doesn't know. He knows possibly he'll pluck out grass, but he doesn't know. He's not sure. So maybe the element of Yidi is missing. But here, the element of Yidi is not lacking. He knows that the chalozen will be dead as a result of the squeezing out of the blood. So the element of Yediyah is not lacking, but it's another kind of misasik. The element of Rotzen is lacking, and that we saw, it's a Gemara Mefereshes. It's a Gemara Mefereshes. Gemara Mefereshes that Shavdo Melakik Melibim. So from that Gemara we see that Melechus Machsheves implies a din of Yediyeh, and it implies a din of Rotzen. And the din of Rotzen is more than the din of Yediyeh, because as far as Rotzen is concerned, so not only do we require Rotzen in respect to that Meloche, in other words, that if he doesn't have the Rotzen to do that Meloche altogether, so then it's not a Mais Avere. Even if he has the Rotzen to do that Meloche, and even if he has the Rotzen to pluck out, let's say, a Teino, but his Rotzen is to pluck out this Teino, and instead he plucks out another Teino, it's the same mean and the same Meloche. So there is Rotzen for the same Meloche and for the same mean. So then it's inconsistent with Lachs Macheves. Mashem Kein, vis-a-vis the requirement of Yediyeh, so only when there is no Yediyeh that he's doing in Meloche. Mashein Kein, if there is Yediyeh that he's doing in Meloche, but there is no Yediyeh that he's plucking out this name, and he thinks he's plucking out a Teino, and the truth is that he's plucking out a grape, so then there is a Machlekes. So the element of Yediyeh is lacking in regard to the specific mean, not to in regard to the meloche, just in regard to the specific mean, then there is a machleik between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua. But if the element of Yediyeh is lacking in regard to the whole meloche, then everybody agrees that it's inconsistent with Macheves. Masherim kei v'nigeye the element of Rotzen. So even if there is Rotzen in regard to the meloche, and not with Telish, and there is Rotzen in regard to the specific mean, but there is a question as to whether but he wants his Rotzen is to pluck out this thing or this thing, and he plucks out another thing, the same mean, so it's still inconsistent with Aloch Mach Mashavis. But we see from that Gemara of Ovat Melakim Milibe, and the way Amin the Rishenim correct Bakoshosei u Machshavtei. So what is Bakoshosei? Bakoshosei means Rotzen. Machshavtei means Yediyeh. means yediyah. So we see that there are two halachas of misasit, and both are implicit in the gzerasakos of amlachas machsheves. One type of misasit is when the melacha is done not b'diyosei. The other type of misasik is when the melacha is done shaloi b'tzei. When the melacha is done shaloi b'tzei. Shaloi b'tzei. All right, now. To the halacha of misasik. Now, there is a tshuva, a very important tshuva in tshuva Rabbi Kiveya. Rabbi Kiveya. Rabbi Kiveya is mechadish, a very important hisor. Now, the Gemara in Krises, the Gemara in Krises, and it's also in Shabbos, I mean, that's before, that's on Daf, that's Daf Ayin Beis, the sugya Daf Ayin Beis. So, there is a din of misasik in Shabbos, and there is a din of misasik in Kol HaTikune. Asher yachtobo prat l'misasik. So misasik is potter of the kol in kol haterikolim, except chlovim varayis. So Shmuel says a misasik chlovim varayis chayev shechinen. So it's a special halach by chlovim varayis, but in kol haterikolim, even not Shabbos. So he's potter, misasik is potter. For example, if somebody would be misasik in shechitas kotchim bechutz, now there is a kol when one is shechit kotchim bechutz. So then is chayev echatos. So suppose he'll shecht kotchim bechutz b'sheyik and he'll be misasik, so he's potter of bechatos. So Rabbi Kiveya is mechadesh echidesh that there is a fundamental distinction between the ptur of misasik abishabes, which is implicit in the gzerasakos of melachas machsheves, and the ptur of misasik in kol haterikule, which is implicit in the gzerasakos of asher yechtabo prat l'misasik gabishabes. So if someone is a misasik, who is so even nachas le misyachiki, v'yikabo v'yitzio. So it's not only his potter of the korban. If somebody carries many things in his pockets and he doesn't know that he's carrying them, so it's no maisavera midrais. No maisavera. Mashenkin kolatere kule. Let's say in shchut echutz, if somebody is a misasik in shechtim kotchim bechutz. So it's a two of kol, but in my saver it is. And what is raya? What is raya? There is a tshuva in tshuva Rambam. His raya is from hamitzik layim be big day, so peshtun afilu bishuk. And the halacha is not only in his own baget. He has to take it off from somebody, from another Jew also, because of lafushen isur. So the question is, Rabbi Kiveya asks, If Reuven sees that Shimon is wearing klayim, why does he have to take off his jacket, the klayim? After all, he doesn't know. So he's misasik. And misasik is poter. The answer is, misasik is only ptur of kol. But it's not of kol, it's maisavere, only gabi Shabbos. So in Echaname, if you see somebody is carrying in his pocket on Shabbos, and you know that somebody who is carrying in his pocket on Shabbos, he doesn't know that he is carrying his pocket on Shabbos. He doesn't know that he has his wallet in his back pocket. He's not unaware of it. So you don't have to tell him. There is no mitzvah for lafush misurah because he has no aveira. Masheinke tabiklayim, if you see that someone wears a baggage of klayim, you know it's klayim. So yamechu, you have to take it off from him. You have to tell him, take it off. Lafush misurah because of tichore. But he's a misasik. Misasik is no afkoy of my saveri kolaterikule. Only gabi Shabbos. Now, the Roshna Rambam, in Perikalef Milchas Yisure B'ye, the Rambam says like this, ha-misasik ba-arayes chaye, shechein v'chein ha-misasik b'chayov elav mushlis. Omer Avrom, so the Rambam is masik, Omer Avrom, chayov elav mushlis lo yadait. So the Kesef Mishneh explains it. In other words, The Knasoge of the Raibed is, what is Misasik? Every Misasik is a Shedik. Every Misasik. So Bishleim Eligabi Arayis, where Shedik is highly common, and in Kolatere Kule Misasik is Potterovi Korben, but by Chlom Varayis there is a special Gersakosu, that if Misasik is highly common, so that's why the Rabbim has to tell us, HaMisasik Bechlom Varayis Chai, HaMisasik Varayis Chai, Shechinen. Ma Sheinke Chayiv Olam, there is no Korben Shedik. So, b'chayiv olam, so, b'meizi, there is malkes, meizi, teidi, masroye, there is malkes, and shniye, so b'meizi, there is makas mardus. But if he's a misasik, so is he shegik anyway. So there is, so why does he mention that misasik is chayiv? That's the asog is chayiv. So the Kesef Mishneh says, v'kaponis rabbeinu, that when he says chayiv, means chayiv l'shamayim. What does it mean chayiv l'shamayim? It means it's a mais avera. That's what Chayiv Hashemayim means. It's a mais avera. So it's explicitly mentioned in the Rambam that Hamisasik b'chayiv lav mushnias. So it's Chayiv Hashemayim. It's a mais avera. Why? Because Shechineni. But in Kol HaTerei Kule, so only here, because here it's Nene. It's like Arayas, except that it's Chayiv lav and Shnias. So Shechinene, so there is no din of Misasik. Mashinke Nikola Terekule, where is not Nene, let's say in Shchut Echut, so then is not Chayav Hashemayim. It's not a Mais Aver. So it's mentioned explicitly in the Rambam, the Chesur Abiyah, not like Rav Kiveya. But Rav Kiveya's Raya appears to be a good Raya. I mean from Amitzik Laim, the Big Day, and the Beget Chavere, Beget Chavere, so we see that it is a Mais Aver. But Rabbi Kiveya's raya is a good raya al libe teisve shite, but it's no raya al libe the Rambam shite and al libe Rashi shite. Now there in the Gemara in Chrisis, in the Gemara in Chrisis daf Yutes, and the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos daf Ayin Beis, on the Beis, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisve. Now we have two misasiks. We have a misasik of Shabbos, which is implicit in the Gzeiras HaKosuv of Melachas Machshaves, and we have a misasik of Kol HaTerei Kule, which is implicit in the Gzeiras HaKosuv Asher Yechtavo, Prat le Misasik. So what does Misasik mean? So Rashi and the Rambam, they both say that the Misasik of Kol HaTerei Kule, now all Rishonim agree, that the Misasik of Shabbos is something other than the Misasik of Kol HaTerei Kule. So Rashi and the Rambam both say that the Misasik of Kol HaTerei Kule that we say Asher Yechtavo Prat Misasik means Nischavein Leachel Chilev Zeh V'Nishmito Yodei V'Yochlo Chilev Ach. So by Chilev Yischayev Shechineni, but by something else, you will be potter, let's say by Shechut Echut. So suppose there are two behemes. One behemes is a behemoth kochi, and one behemoth is a behemoth chum, and he is mischaven to shecht the behemoth chum, nish mito yodei, because the two behemoths were close to one to another, so nish mito yodei, instead of shechting the behemoth chum that he intended to shecht, so nish mito yodei, and he shecht the other behemoth kochi. That's misasik. So he's potter of him. Masha'in came, if he was mischaven to that behemoth, but he was mistaken as to the identity of that behemoth. He thought that behemoth was chum, and then it turned out that same behemoth was kochi. Then he is chayiv. That's the pshat of Rashi and the Rambam in Asher Yechtavo Prat Misasik, in Misasik Kol HaTerei Kule. Then, but Melachas Machshaves implies, according to Rashi and the Rambam, that even if it was mischaven to the same thing, but he was mistaken as to the identity of it, so he is still potter, he's still misasi, because of his special chidesh in Shabbos. So by Shabbos, so let's say, suppose he was mischaven to be magbia, let's say, a certain vegetable was on the ground, and he thought that it was already plucked out from the ground. So he was mischaving to pick it up, and then it turned out that by picking it up, he plucked it out. So he was mischaving to the same thing that he did, that he plucked out. But he was just mistaken as to the identity of the thing. So he's also Patah. In Kolatere Kolei would be higher in such a case. That's the Shita of Rashi. Rashi in Krisis, Rashi in Shabbos, and the Shita of Rambam also. Teisves says just the opposite, just the reverse. Teisves says that the Mashiach Tobo Pratum Misaseik of Kolatere Kolei has reference to a case, let's say, Vashvut Achutz. So Misaseik is Patah. So let's say, if he had the behemoth before, and he was mistaken as to the identity of that behemoth. He thought that that behemoth was a behemoth, and he was sheichet at the chutz. It turned out to be a behemoth kochim, so he spot. But if he was mistaken as to the identity of the chatiche, he thought it was human, and it turned out to be chaylev, so he's chayev shechinev. So according to Tesis Misasik Kolatere Kolei is reference to a case where he was mischaven to the same thing, but he was mistaken as to the identity, and the Misasik of Shabbos has reference to a case of two separate objects, where he was mischaven to one thing and Mishmuta Yodei, and he was stealing something else. So then you'll ask, you can ask, according to Tesis, that even in Kolatere Kolei, so he is Potter. Even in Kolatere Kolei, he is Potter. When he's mischaving to the same thing, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the thing. So Lachastama Lechamon should be Potter, where he was mischaving to one thing and Nishmi to the other, he did something else. That's more misasik. So why do we need this special Zenosakosu Rabbi Shabbos? So that's one of the kashes of Rabbi Gveiger, and Rabbi Gveiger gives the teretz, because in Kolatere Kolei Lochaname, even if we didn't have Xeras HaKosuf of Melechas Machshavis. So according to Teisa Shite, the Misasik of Kolatere Kolei, Shiach the Bochat Misasik of Kolei, I can say that this is not the other. Alright, now,
Die Heilung ist im Gottes Sommer. die Tür verdammt, because Radio Volk in other words, die Friede und Freien ist drüber. So ich sage, weil die Russen, die Freien ist, die Tür ist schon. So weit ist uns nicht schon mehr, because die Tür verdammt, die Tür ist schon, die Tür verdammt alle. Und gar nicht trotzdem sehen, wenn er hier Freien ist, kann er sagen. Aber sie sehen ja schon, die Riede ist nicht verdammt. Sind sie Russen? Weil ich habe ja hier mehr Aktien. Und schon trotzdem sehen, wenn er hier, wenn ich heil, dass ich nicht mehr da. Aber die verdammt wohl nur so, weil schon trotzdem Wunder heilen. Ich hab diese Jüngerin hier, wenn ich nur das so, so ist es sehr angesehen. Die Menge sind verloren, die sind im Jahr, sind ja immer angesehen. Anyway, so sind sie, die Leute wollen sich dann, die Kultaren, die Regierung, was die Türen schon in die Fenster von der Zeit, die Herr Damme haben, so sind sie, die können erzählen, die Jahr, von dem Gefolge, die Türen schon, kriegen die Hälfte, die Hälfte, die Türen. Because, die, 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 die,
So there is a Gemara in Krisis. I forgot to tell you last time to go over the Gemara. Daf Chof, Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis. Tonu Rabbanon, the Reb Chaim is based upon that Gemara. Tonu Rabbanon, Hachite Gecholim B'Shabes, Chayef Chatos, Daf Chof Amud Aleph. So now the Chayte means if he stirs the Gecholim, he turns over the Gecholim. So when one stirs the Gecholim, so the heretofore upper Gecholim become lowered and the heretofore lower Geholim are raised. So if you stir the Geholim, so the Geholim that heretofore were at the bottom, so now they are raised. So as a result of being raised, you are mavir them. And the Geholim that heretofore were on top, now they are lowered. So you are mechabed them. Either you are mechabed them completely, or you lower the fire. But there is a havore and the heretofore lower gecholim, and the kibu and the heretofore upper gecholim. So achite gecholim b'shabes chayev chatos. One chatos. Reb Shimon Elozarim meyam mishim Reb Lezer Reb Tzodek chayev shtay. Mipnei shu mechabes el yeneis u'mavir es atachteinis. So that means according to the Kami is only chayev one. Chayev one on the score of the kibu ho'elyenis, but he's not chayev according to the Nekame, another chatos on the score of the avore of the tachtenis. Whereas according to Reb Shimon Elozar, mishum Reb Lezer b'Reb Tzodek is chayev shtayim, one chatos for being mechabed elyenis, and another chatos for being mavad tachtenis. So the Gemara asks Kashiv, my askinon, idikom mechavin lich beis ulehavir. If his kavone was to do two things: to be mavia the tachteinis, and to be mavia the tachteinis, and to be mechabed elyenis. So you should be mechuyev. So why does Tanakhama say he's only chayev on the score of kibu? Elo de loyko mechavim lahavia. My time with demand mechayev ta. So the Gemara says that Omed Bey, so the Gemara says, Ravashi Omar, Tigin Shenishavin Lirbis. The machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Elazar Reb Tzodek has reference to the case where his kavone was to be mechabe del Yenis. That was his kavone. He didn't want that the upper Gecholim should be burning with such a big fire, with such a big flame. But his kavone was not to be mavia the tachteinis. That wasn't his intention. But it happened by itself. Is vitanekames over lo kereb shimen? The avadovashin mischavim pota. The Reb Elazar Reb Tzodek over lo kereb yude. The avadovashin mischavim chayim. And in view of the fact that he was mischavim only to be mechabed el yenis, he wasn't mischavim to be mavia the tachteinis. So Meile, Reb Elazar Reb Tzodek says, the Reb Shimon says that he is chayev only for kibbu. And Reb Elazar Reb Tzodek, he agrees with Reb Yude that even though Hashem is chave in his osa. So Teisves has the kashi. Because Teisves, in Shabbos Perikiro, in Krises, in Yume, in many places, Teisves and many other Rishenim, so they say that even Reb Yude, who says Dovoshin Mischavim is osan kolateri kule? So there is a distinction between kolateri kule isurim and Shabbos isurim, because in kolateri kule, according to Rabbi Yude, Dovoshin Mischavim is osan midraitze and is chayv malkes. And if it is the kind of an avera for which there is mise, there should be mise. But it's osan midraitze. Mashenkei by Shabbos Dovoshin Mischavim. So Rabbi Yude says that it's osa, so it's only osa mid rabbonon, but mid raisa it's muta. Why? Because by Shabbos there is a special aloche of meleches machsheves. If it's in mischavei, so memele it's not in meleches machsheves. So that means, according to Teisves in Shabbos, Perikiro, in Krises, and many other Rishenim, and according to one girse of Rishenim, it's a gemore mefureshes in Yume. According to the other Gyorse, so it's not Mifuresh in Yom. But according to one Gyorse, it's a Gemara Mifuresh in Yom. So, Reb Yude is made the Dovashin Mischavim by Shabbos is Muta Midrais. Why? Because it's not Melechas Machsheves. So, but, by Shori Surim, so there is no Gzeras HaKosuf of Melechas Machsheves. But according to Reb Shimon, so there is a general principle of Dovashin Mischavim is Muta Midrais Kule. But Mashenke, according to Rabbi Yude, there is no such general principle. So he's also Natera and he's Chayev. For example, let's say according to Rabbi Shimon, a Nozir is not allowed to comb his hair. Why isn't he allowed to comb his hair? Because when you comb the hair, so it's a psikreishi. But to straighten out his hair with his hand, a Nozir is allowed, according to Rabbi Shimon. Because it's not a psikreishi. Sometimes when you straighten out your hair with your hand, so you do tear out hair, sometimes you don't. So memele, it's muta lechatchile, according to Reb Shimon, for a nozir to be chayif from fast pace is sar. You know, according to Reb Yude, it's awesome, not all. And suppose he does straighten out his hair with his hand, and he tears out hair, so then it's chayef. If there will be asroyes, so there will be chayef malkes. It's also not all. So Dovashin Mitzchav, according to Rabbi Yudah, is also midrais. Mashein came by Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's muta to walk on grass. Yeah, and even if you do pluck out grass, but you're not mischavin, so it's muta lachatchile. And if you pluck out, you pluck out. There's nothing wrong with that. It's Dovashin Mitzchav, it's psikreish, it isn't. According to Rabbi Yudah, even though it's not a psikreish, you're not allowed to walk on grass, lest you will pluck out grass. But midrais it's not osir. Why? Because it's not in meleches machsheves. It's not osir. So meile Teisa says the kashe. How can Ravashi apply the machlekes between Tanakam achrit gecholim? So Tanakam says he's only chayv one chatus on the score of kibbu, because he was mechabe del yenis, but he's not chayv mavir on the score of the avore of the tachteinis. bin ich nicht schaffen, in Lirbe, wo wir mal leihen, dann kam ich so, weil ich habe schon, dass ich nicht schaffen, Pote, ja. Wir haben leider gesagt, ich habe schon, dass ich nicht schaffen, Chaye. But here, so money, but Rabbi Yehuda is made by Shabbos that he's Pote. How can he be Chaye v'chadus? So, Tainsves gives the Teretz, no. The reason is why the Gemara says Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik, Sovolot, Rabbi Yude, Doma Dovashin Mishab Mechayev, is because two Rabbi Yude is made by Shabbos, Dovashin Mishab Mispota. It's not Lechz Machsheves. But that's only in a case where there is no Psikreshe, like walking on grass on Shabbos. There is no Psikreshe. Sometimes you walk and you don't pluck out grass. Sometimes you do, so even if you did. So it's Mutam Midaraisa according to Rabbi Yude, even according to Rabbi Yude. Because it's not in Lechz Machsheves. Mashinkin here, it's a psikreishe. When you stir the gecholim, so you necessarily have to be mavia the tachtenis. So even though he's not mischavim, so merely is chayv. So the question then arises, so why does Tanakame say he's not chayv on the score of mavia? But abaye v'roved amret avaye made a rabshime psikreishe v'liyamus. So Teisve says that in Echaname, as far as Dovashin mischavim is concerned, So here it is considered mischav while with Rav Shimon because it's psikreishe. But when the Gemara says with anekame sovelok Rav Shimon, doma dovashin mischavim poter, it doesn't mean dovashin mischavim. It means milochashin itzricha legufa poter. Because Rav Shimon says two aloches. One aloche that Rav Shimon says is the dovashin mischavim is mutan kolater kule. And then Rav Shimon says another aloche, Shabbos dik aloche, that milochashin itzricha legufa is poter, is mutan midraise. So when the Gemara says Ravashi Omakish, Nishavim Lirbeis Vuhuvur Malayen, with an Ekame Sovel Krapshin Dovash Nishavim Potea, Dovash Nishavim doesn't mean Dovash Nishavim. It means Mlochashin Nitzrich Aleguf. Rab Leza Batzodik Sovel Krab Yudet Ova Dovash Nishavim, Mlochashin Nitzrich Aleguf, for Yishayim. This is how Tesis explains. Now the Ram, some Mele, if we pass like Rab Yudet, that Mlochashin Nitzrich Aleguf, Yishayim, some Mele, we have to pass that Achite Yecholim, and he's having liberates who from Malayan, he should be Chayev Shtai. The Rambam, he passes like Rav Shimon in the question of Dovashin Mishavim, that is Mutan Kolater Kule, but he passes like Rav Yude in the question of Melochashin Tzril Guva, that is Chayev, so the Rambam should be expected to pass like Rav Leza, but Rav Tzodik, if the Rambam had agreed with Teisus Pshat. But the Rambam was not passing like Rav Leza, but Rav Tzodik. Pirik Zayin Mil Cheshgoges Aloch Yudveis. The last Aloch in Pirik Zayin of Cheshgoges. In the Rambam. Hachite Gecholim B'Shabes Sheu Michabes Olieneis U Madlek Zachteneis Im Nischavim Lir Beis U Lehavir Chayv Shtayim. But if Nischavim Just Lir Beis V'Yuvur Malayen Then in Chayv Lachas. So the case. So the kasha is raised by the Nesi Kalim, by all the Nesi Kalim. So that's contrary. So the question is, so the, obviously the Rambam did not explain like Teisves the Gemara. And the Rambam explained the Gemara Kipshute, that when the Gemara says, Keshin ischavim lir beiz vuvur maleyen, vitanekam esov lo krepshim en doba doba shen mischavim ispote. Since the Rambam explained it kipshute, that it means Dovashim Mischavim Mamesh, and since the Rambam passes like Rabshim Dovashim Mischavim is poter, is muter, so Mimele he passes that he's poter. But then the question of Teishves is against the Rambam. So even Rabbi Yude should agree that it's poter, because by Shabbos Dovashin Mischavim is not in Lechaz Machsheves, not in Lechaz Machsheves. So what does Teisa say? Here we deal with the case of Sikreish. So then even Rabbi Shimon should be made. So Teisa says, Einochaname, as far as Dovashin Mischavim is concerned, Rabbi Shimon would agree that he is poter, but he should be chayev. But Rabbi Shimon says poter for a different reason, because of Lochashin Tzchil Gufo. But the Rambam passes Lochashin Tzchil Gufo is chayev. So why does he pass him Loin Mischavim Lahavir? That is spot. So Reb Chaim says as follows, a very simple tarot. He says, true, it's a psikreishe, but the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Och, that psikreishe de lo yich pesle is muta. And we don't have, Reb Chaim says, that the Rambam agrees with Shita d'Aruch, but we don't have to go so far as to say that the Rambam agrees with the whole Shita d'Aruch, because we see Teisves and Ksuves d'Avov agrees with the Aruch Shita in regard to the Derais, but is only Chilek in Ksuves d'Avov in regard to the Rabbon. Teisves in our Dafayin Hei, Teisves in Shabbos Dav Gimel is Chilek and the Aruch even in regard to the Derais, but Teisves in Ksuves d'Avov is made to the Aruch. The Tzikreshen Liyich Peslei is Muta Midrais. But with Rabbanon it's also, the Aruch holds, it's Mutal Chatchila, even with Rabbanon. So we don't have to go so far as to say that the Rambam agrees with the whole sheet of the Aruch. All that is necessary is that the Rambam, Lichol HaPoches, in regard to the Raise, the Rambam agrees with the Aruch. The Psikrei Shadolich Peslei, the Psikrei Shadolich Peslei is Mutam Nato. Whether with Rabbanon it's also Mutam is another question. That's not important for the Rambam. So Mimele, here in this case, where he is mechabe to be mechabe the aliens, and he is not mechabe to be mavir the tachtenis, but it happens by itself. So he is indifferent to it. He doesn't benefit from the fact that the tachtenis were moving. So it's a psikreshel yir peslei. Psikreshel yir peslei midarai se is considered davar shel mechabe. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovashin Mischavein is Chayev. So Teisves Kashi was, but Rabbi Yehuda is made a Shabbos that it's Poter. So Rabbi Chaim says one thing, and this is mentioned by the Miri. I mentioned already that the Miri says the same thing in a few words. So Rabbi Chaim says that there is a fundamental distinction between the concept of Melaches Machsheves as Chotor and the concept of Dovashin Mischavein, which is a din in Kol HaTorah Kulei. The aloche of Dovashim Mischav Muter in Kol HaTorah Kulei, by Shabbos, by Nozir, by every Iser, by the Iser of Sirus, by the Iser of Klayim, of wearing Klayim. So this is a concept of Kavone, of intention. So Memele, a Nozir is allowed to straighten out his hair with his hand. Why? Because even if he tears out hair, he's not Mischav. But if there is a psikreishe, then he is considered mischaven, even though bimtzias he did not intend to do the ma'ase isa. But al pedin it's considered mischaven. So the Aruch shita is, and the Rambam shita is, when do we say that psikreishe is considered mischaven, even though bipeyal he was not mischaven, if he's nene from the psikreishe? Let's say if I pour water over my hands, on my own garden, on my own grass, and that promotes the growth of the grass. So Mimele, I'm nene. So even though I didn't intend Bishas Maise to promote the growth of the grass, I just intended to wash my hands because I wanted to eat. But it's a psikreishen, I'm nene from it, so it's considered Alpedin that I was mischaving to promote the growth of the grass. One second, please, let me finish. If it's a psikreishe de loich peslei, if it is a psikreishe de loich peslei, so then, if it's a psikreishe de loich peslei, so then it's not considered mischavi. It's not considered mischavi. But so, this the aloche of psikreishe de loich peslei that is mentioned by the Aruch, has relevance to the concept of Dovashini Mischavini Kolatere Kule, which is a concept of Kavone, of intention. So intention means intention. But there is Aloche, Psikreishe is considered constructively, legally, it's considered as if he had Kavone, even though Bimtzias he did not intend. So when do we say that legally Alpidin, it's considered that he had Kavone, even Bimtzias he did not intend, if he's nene from it? But if he's not nene, it's not considered mischav. That's the mashein king ligabi da aloche of meleches machsheves. So there it's not a concept of kavone, it's a requirement of yedin. Hoy so have munachas lebisecheike velo yikabe vishocho is lishabes poter. In other words, if I have many things in my pockets, and I forget that I have many things in my pocket, and I walk outside and I carry it the whole day, so it's no maisavere, because the meloche was not done consciously. Bidios. So it's an inyan, it's an element of yediyah, not of kavone, of intention, but of yediyah. It has to be a conscious act. Then it's a melacha asura b'Shabbos. If it's not a conscious act, so it's not a melacha asura. So not only when he had no idea that he does a melacha. Let's say if he walks outside on Shabbos and he has his wallet in his pocket, he doesn't know, he's not aware of the fact that he has his wallet in his pocket. So then yediyah is lacking altogether. But even if I walk on grass on Shabbos, so I know that there is a possibility that I will pluck out grass, but I'm not sure, so it's not considered a real yediyah. So memele, the element of yediyah is lacking. So when is the element of yediyah lacking? If there is no psikreishah, when I walk on grass. But when I stir the gecholim, and I am mechaveh to be mechaveh the elyonim. But memele, the tachtenim become over. So the element of yediyah is there. I know that they become over. But according to Reb Shimon, that there is a din of kavoneh. So, but psikreishe is considered mischaven. Only psikreishe de nichale is considered mischaven. Psikreishe de loich pesle is not considered mischaven. Mashein kein, according to Reb Yude, that there is no din of kavoneh in kolatere kule. So by Shabbos there is no din of kavoneh either. Shabbos is not different than kolatere kule, but there is a din of melachas machshavas by Shabbos. That's not a din of kavoneh. That's a din of yediyah. That he has to be conscious. He has to be sure that he is doing the melacha. So if there is no psikreishah, he's not sure. So he's not conscious of the act of melacha. Then he finds out that he did pluck out grass. But at the time when he walked, he wasn't sure. Mashein came by chidik acholim. He is sure that he is mavir. That he is mavir the tachteinis. So the element of yediyah is there. And this is mentioned by the Miri in a few words. So memele, the Rambam explains the Gemara kipshut. The Rambam explains the Gemara kipshut. Kegei v'tanekames okim jishavim liyor beiz v'uvurum aleya. Tanekames ovalok rebshim dova dovashim mishavim poter. So the Gemara, according to the Rambam, it means the dovashim mishavim, the kolatiri kule, the kaloche of dovashim mishavim. That it's muta. So, and here it's a psikreishi, a stasis. But it's a psikreishah liyuch peslei. So according to Reb Shimon, it's not considered mischavim. But for Reb Yud, the Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik, so with Reb Yud, the Dovashin mischavim chayev. So true, Reb Yud is made by Dovashin mischavim where there is no psikreishah. Because over there, there is no psikreishah when one walks on grass. So the element of yediyah is lacking. But here there is a psikreishah, so the element of yediyah is not lacking. So it's a conscious act. So it is a melachas machsheves. So is chayev. Now you look up the mirrors in Perik Habeinah, so you'll see that the Miri accepts the shita of the Oruch in regard to the Draise. So he says, if someone is not mischavin, but it's a psikreishe, and he's not nene from the psikreishe, so mit the Draise it is muta, but mit the Rabbonon it is dosa, like Teisves in Ksuves Davo. And then he says, according to Reb Shimon, so mit the Draise it is muta, mit the Rabbonon it is also according to Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Yude. So if there is no psikreishah altogether, then it's not osa midraise, because it's not melachas machsheves. But if there is a psikreishah, even though it's not nene from the psikreishah, so then it's chayev according to Reb Yude. So memele, this is how the Rambam explains the Gemara. Now Teisves in Ksuves Davo also accepts the shite of the Oruch in regard to the Draise. The Draise is considered in a mischaven, but mit Rabbonon is considered mischaven. Now what is, so the Oruch mentions many Rayes. So many Rayes are Rayes that in Shabbos, but there are a few rayas that the Oruch mentions that are not Shabbosdik rayas, that pertain to kol atir kuli yisoy. For example, meichik sus meichom kedarkom. We discussed that in Yevomes. Uvulvachel yischavin bechamom pnei hachamo, v'akshomim pnei hachshomim. So the question is, so all the Rishonim is the kasha, but it's psikreishe. So the Gemara in Yevomes says it's in accordance with Reb Shimon. who says Domash Mishalim Mutabot is a Psychreish, so Teisves gives the Teretzim Bobakame that we are dealing with a case where it's not a Psychreish. It's not a Psychreish. In other words, let's say it's not cold and he's wearing and it's not sure that he'll be nene from the extra jacket of flying that he puts on to be Mavrichas Ameches. So mainly it's not a Psychreish, but where it is a Psychreish, so then Enoch Haname is, so it'll be awesome. But that's one of the rayas of the Oruch, that Psychreish lo yichpeslei is muta. Then another raya that does not pertain to Shabbos, but to Kolat Kule, is the Gemore in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph. Gemore in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph, that's the basic Gemore in Psychreish lo yichpeslei. So the Gemore says, Omar Shmuel, Hamisnadev, that's a tzadikale from the Amid Beis. Omar Shmuel, Hamisnadev Yayin, maybe Zalfi al Gabayish. So if somebody is Misnadev Yayin, so he has to pour it al Gabayishim on the fire of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, how can he pour it on the, how can Shmuel say that you pour it, the Nisuch Hayayin? You can pour it on the Cholim of the Mizbeach, but there is a love in the Torah. So it's allowed, you're not allowed to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that Shmuel Kirab Shimon Svirale. The Omar Shmuel that Kirab Shimon Svirale, that Dovashin Mishavein is Mut. So again, all the Rishenim as the Kashe. But it's made Rab Shimon Psychreishav Yomus. And when you pour wine on the Mizbeach, so you must necessarily extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. Fire of the Mizbeach. So some Rishonim give the Teretz, he has to pour it in such a way that it will not involve execration. Let's say on the sides, not directly on the Geholi, on the sides of the Mizbeach. So, but the Oruch deduces from this Gemore that Psychreishe de Leich Peslei is Mutar and Kolaterikul. Right here, it's not only Shabbos. So that's also one of the rayas of the Oruch. Now, let's see. So, that's one of the rayas of the Oruch. Now, Teisves, the Gemore in Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Shminas Rotzim, Tavkub Zayin Omed Aleph, Shminas Rotzim Amur Meteir Hatzodon Vachiru Ben Chayev, Shosh Kotzim Umos Machiru Ben Potter, Hatzodon Litzir Chayev, Shalei Litzir Potter. Now, then, the Gemara says, Tavkub Zayin Omed Beit, in regard to that Gemara, Hatzodon Litzir Chayev, Mam Tane, after the two dots, after the third two dots, so Mam Tane Omer Tavkub Zayin Omed Beit, Mam Tane Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav Reb Shimon Dom Am Lochah Shein Tzrich Leguf Potter Lehem Ike De Masne Lo Aho Hamafis Mose B'Shabes Im Lasis Lo Pech Chayet Im Lehitzim Menu Leich O Potter Mam Tane Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav Reb Shimon Dom Am Lochah Shein Tzrich Leguf Potter Lehem Vi Ike De Masne Lo Aho Hatzot Nochosh B'Shabes Im Isasik B'Shel Yishchenu Potter Im Lefu O Chayet Mam Tane Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav Reb Shimon Dom Am Lochah Shein Tzrich Leguf Potter Lehem. So the Gemara says now here. So it is mentioned that a mapis mose. In other words, if someone has an abscess in his goof, and then he squeezes out the pus. So im lasis lope chay. If the purpose is to make an opening, the lahachnis or lahetzi. So then it's chayev chayev. Mishubena chayev. Mishmakim bepatish. Whatever it is. But im lahetzi menalecho. But if the purpose, his intention is just to draw out the pus, So then he's potter. So why is he potter? So the Gemara says, so Rav says that this price accords with Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, Melocha shen tzrich l'guf for potter. The implication being that if we pass like Rav Yehuda, that Melocha shen tzrich l'guf is chayev, so Amap is Mosa b'Shabes, even if the Kavoni is leheitzi mimenu, Leicho is also chayev. Because the Gemara Rav says that the only reason as to why the price says Amap is Mosa b'Shabes, leheitzi mimenu leicho is potter, is because Rav Shimon he don't melocha shen tzrich l'guf for potter aleo. But the Rambam pasken is like Rav Yehuda melocha shen tzrich l'guf for is chayev. So the Rambam should pasken in lehitze that even lehitze men lecho, so is chay. The Rambam paskens this brayse that a mafis musa b'shabes if someone squeezes out the pus from a mako, and so if it is lasis lape, so then is chayef, and if lehitze men lecho, so it's poter and it's even muter, because as far as it's even muter, he says it's even muter. So then the Gemara also says hatzod nochesh b'shabes. So the Gemara says that if, let's say, somebody will tie a nochosh, and the kavoni is not to capture the nochosh, the kavoni is to prevent the nochosh from biting people, so then he's potter. We're not talking now about pikuach nefesh. If it's pikuach nefesh, so then it's muter. I mean, no matter what, but the anechoshim that are not sakonis nefoshes. So if he does it in order to prevent the nochosh from biting anybody, so then it is potter. Why? So the Gemara says it accords with Rav Shimon, who says nochosh in tzrich l'gufo is potter. So the implication being that if we pass like Rav Yehuda, nochosh in tzrich l'gufo is chayev. So even if he ties a nochosh or any chayo, a mazekes, for the purpose of preventing the chayo from being mazik people, she should also be chayev. The Rambam paskens melocha shen tzrich l'gufo is chayev. So memele he should pasken that is chayev even if he does it to prevent hezek. Not only if he does it for the purpose of capturing the chayo. But the Rambam paskens these vices. Perikud Mechashabes Aloch Hazayin. Yud Zayin. Hamafis Shchin Bishabes. Kid laharchiv pi amako. Kid derech shorif in Eisi. Sheim nischavnim birifuo. Laharchiv pi amako. Hari ze chayev mishumachi bepatish. Shezu hi mileches orif. Vi meifiso, if he squeezed out lehitzi mimenu haleicho shebo, not to make an opening, hari ze muta. How is the muta? So the kashi is that if it's a Rambam, the Gemara Daf Kuf Zion says that this vice that says Amafis Musa Bishabes, Leitz Melech Poter, according to Rav Shimon who says, Melech Shem Tzachal Gufo is Poter. Kol Gufo is Poter. So, but the Rambam Paskens, Melech Shem Tzachal Gufo is Chayev, so you should say Chayev, even Leheitzi Mimeno Leich. Even Leheitzi Mimeno Leich. Now, then, in Perek Yud, Halocha Chofei, the other day, Rimosim Amazikim Kinechoshim Vakrovim Vachayitzben, Afal Pi Sheinu Mimisim, so there is no Sakonis Nefoshes, it's not a poisonous snake, Hoil Vinei Shchoin, Muta Lotzi Deisom Bishabes, Vihu She Yishab Linosom Mishchoson, Keitza Tu Eise, Keife Kli Aleinu, Makif Aleinu, Keish Shokish Laziku. So to take a Nochosh and tie it with the kavone of preventing is biting people, there is no sakonis nefoshes, is muta. But the Gemara says that it's muta, is poter and muta, because it accords with Reb Shimon, who says melocha shen tzricha l'gufo is poter. But the Rambam passes Lachshon Tzchil Guf is Chayim. So they all ask that kashi. So Reb Chaim says, now, again, because the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Orch, as far as the Reis is concerned. So that means that Psikrei Shaliach Pesle is considered a mischavi. Psikrei Shaliach Pesle is considered a mischavi. So Mimele, if Psikrei Shaliach Pesle is considered a mischavi, here is Psikrei Shaliach Pesle. He's considered mischavi. See, map is more so. Or let's say, when he ties it, he puts a kela on it. He is not interested in capturing them. The only thing that he's interested in at this moment is he shouldn't bite it. He's not interested in capturing them. So Memele, it's a psychiatrist, loyich peslei. Loyich peslei. So Memele, it's in a mischavein. So that's why it's muta. But then the question arises, so the Gemara, why does the Gemara say, Man tane repshi, omarav, yude, omarav, repshimeni, doma melochashin tzrich legufa potter aleo. Why does the Gemara have to say, melochashin tzrich legufa potter aleo? Let him say, Man tane rep yude, doma doboshin mischavi muta. So Reb Chaim says, because the Gemara, he had daf kuvov, the Gemara says, that Rav paskens like repshimen, in Melochashin it's Richel Gufo, that it's Potter. But the Gemara in Kiro says, in the Sugi of Avamechom Shepino, that Rav paskens like Rabbi Yehuda in the Shaila of Dovashin Mishram. So Rav paskens. Now there are two separate machlekes. There is one machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether Dovashin Mishram is Mutan Kolaterikule, or it's Osan Kolaterikule. Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutan Kolaterikule. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Osan Kolaterikule. So Rav paskens. Like Rabbi Yehuda in the general machlekes of Dovashim Mischavim, the Dovashim Mischavim is also on Kolaterikule. But Rav paskens like Rabbi Shimon in the specific machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether Melochashin Tzchil Gufo is Poter or Chayim. So he paskens like Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel, just the reverse. Shmuel, he paskens like Rabbi Shimon in the general machlekes. The Dovashim Mischavim is Muta, the Gemara says in Perek Yiro. But in regard to the specific machlekes, Melochashin Tzrich HaLegufo, whether it's Chayev or Poter, Melochashin Tzrich HaLegufo is Chayev or Poter, so he paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. So most Rishenim, they pasken like Rabbi Shimon, that Melochashin Tzrich HaLegufo is Poter. Why do most Rishenim pasken like Rabbi Shimon? Because of these Gemores. Because here the Gemara says, Man tano omar avyud erav, omar av rab shimani, the Melochashin Tzrich HaLegufo Poter. Ikel masla ho mafis musa bishabes im leitzman licha potter man tana reb shimani. Ikel masla ho again reb shimani. The melachshin tzchil gufo is potter. So many prices accord with the view of reb shimani. Melachshin tzchil gufo is potter and do not accord with the view of reb yude. Melachshin tzchil gufo is chayev. Some mele most rishenim deduce from all these gemores that the aloch is like reb shimani, but the Rambam and the Oruch, they say that the reason as to why the Gemara says, Man tana omar avyud omar av, Rav Shimon idom loch shen tzchil gufa potar leo, because Rav is the one who says it. And Rav paskens like Rav Yude in the general machlekes. The Dovashin mischavein is chayim klatekule. True, by Shabbos, Rav is made it. That Dovashin Mischavim, where there is no psikreishe, that it's potter, because it's not in Leches Machsheves. But in a case where there is a psikreishe, so the element of Yediyah is not lacking, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be chayev by Shabbos too. So Memele, Rav cannot explain the braise of Mapis Murse, im lehitzman leicho potter, on the grounds of Dovashin Mischavim, because there is a psikreishe loich beslei. And psikreishe loich beslei only according to Rabbi Shimon is muter. Mashenkin according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in kol aterikule even without the psikreishe is chayev. But by Shabbos he is potter without the psikreishe because the element of Yediyah is lacking. But where there is a psikreishe, even though the psikreishe is a psikreishe loich beslei, then the element of Yediyah is not lacking. So Mimele, he should be chayev even by Shabbos. So how can the Braise say, according to Rav, im lehitzim men leicho poter? So he must explain it on the basis of the other din of Rav Shimon. The other din of Rav Shimon, that Melochashin Tzchil Gufo is poter. Mashein kein the Rambam paskens
The Rambam paskens that like Rabbi Yudim lochen tzchil gufo yischayev, but on the other hand the paskens like Rabbi Shimon the general machlekes davashin yischav is muter. So mimele it can be explained on the basis of davashin yischav, and with that, so we can answer Tesis Kasher. Rabbi Chaim says here the Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Aleph says veomar Shmuel kol ptura de Shabbos poter avoloser bar mahanet lat the poter umuter. Say that svi, we say that snochosh, u mafis mose. So where it says mafis mose lehitzi leicho, so it's poter. Or say that snochosh lehatzil min shechose. So it's poter. Even though there is no sakonis nefoshes, so here poter means poter umuta, poter umuta. So Shmuel says that. So Tesis says the kashe. Tesis says the kashe. Hiksho ba'alochas deyves. Di Shmuel adi Shmuel. The orches of Shmuel melocha shenitzchich leguf for poter akirab shime umishum tzare diguf eshore. So here he says mapis mose leitzimenu leicho is poter. Why is poter so? Rav says dafkuf zayin